That's, I think, what you're seeing here is you're seeing an American intelligence capability that just really isn't that robust, that really isn't that deep, that doesn't penetrate into knowing what the Iranians actually have. The other problem, though, you have alongside of that, and both of these coexist and cause this catastrophe that we are now enduring, is the politicized nature of the intelligence services. You know, the idea that nothing gets up through the filter to the White House, right, to the Secretary of Defense's office, to the Secretary of State's office, that doesn't go through some type of vetting process that ensures that this is what the boss wants to hear, right? And this is exactly what we saw, of course, with the Iraq War, and it's no different. I actually had an experience where I had to go testify once to the President's Intelligence Advisory Board on why people like myself and others who were dissenting against the Afghan war, why what we were saying was not what was showing up on the president's desk. And I think everyone who understands what happens in the Afghan war knows that those of us who dissented were the ones who actually had the correct information.